ready for the love hit.
Yeah, but I don't really care about people.
Tired of your shit.
I'm sick of your shit, asshole.
Big bass.
Fuck you, dude.
Fuck you.
Dude, check this shit out. She is fucking gorgeous.
Oh, dear God.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Are you ready, kids?
That was random. Aye, aye, Captain, I guess.
Yeah.
Welcome to episode 4, Oh Dear God, podcast.
We're running out of stuff to talk about.
I know.
Not really.
We're,
Oops.
Turn it off. No texting. We've already had this discussion. No, stop.
I'm turning it off.
And you're reading the text message. Turn it off. Turn it off. Stop. Dan. You're fired.
Okay, sorry.
Hide it.
It's hid.
Throw it in the garbage.
Whoa. Okay.
Anyway. Sorry for Dan's rudeness. This is what I put up with all the time.
But that's funny because it went, whee!
So, episode 4.
Mike Toms, Dan Warren.
Mike Toms, I'm Mike Toms. He's Dan Warren.
Yep.
Coming at you live from Oh Dear God Studios. This is a Oh Dear God Entertainment production. Directed by Dan Warren, produced by Mike Toms.
Sounds good to me. All Whatever right. works.
Yeah. I like it. So what's been going on?
I don't know. But soon we'll have a clothing line.
Yeah.
We're gonna do some some cool stuff. Yeah. Because we're bored, and so we're going to do an Oh Dear God clothing line.
It's going to be called...
Oh Dear God Clothing.
Line.
Clothing line. Yeah, because we're awesome like that. Dude, we really should.
I know.
Like, I know the idea was just we're going to get hats, but we should really do a clothing line. That'd be
like
fun.
Like, do some shirts.
Yeah.
Come out with some...
Some badass shirts.
Some shoes.
Yeah. Oh Dear God shoes.
Yeah.
That'd be a little tough, though.
No, we could just go to Nike ID.
ID or you don't do Vans. I was gonna say Mac Designs.
I could do Vans. I don't typically do Vans,
but they just we could do them ourselves. We could do like Monster Mac and like buy the all white Vans and do some drawing.
Like the painting. Left foot could be your face and the right foot could be mine.
I can't draw faces like that.
I mean, we just give him the picture.
Oh yeah, well we could let him do it then.
Okay, well.
So we're gonna have a clothing line.
Keep an eye out. Keep an eye out on our Twitter. Forget about everything else. Forget about Facebook and Vine. Forget about it. Look us up on Twitter because I'm tired of being the only follower on our Twitter page.
You're not. There's one other one.
Matt doesn't count.
Oh. Dude, I'm kind of excited. Hey, we're going to be famous one way or another, bitches.
Our faces are going to be on shoes.
Yeah.
But now let's get into the nitty gritty.
There's nitty and there's gritty?
There's about to be some nitty and gritty.
You pervert.
Yeah. So what have you been up to, Dan? How's MMA life treating you?
It's all right.
When's your first fight?
I don't know yet.
Tomorrow? Tonight?
Right now. Let's go get drunk and fight someone.
I thought about bringing over my gentleman's drag and getting wasted.
Yeah, why didn't we do that?
Because I don't want to...
We could day drink.
Next time we do this and I don't have to work the next day...
Time we do this, we could day drink. But no, we'll have to work the next day.
Yeah.
But I won't be on call like I am right now.
Yeah.
Shit.
All
I ever do is work.
Ruins everything. No, all you do is work and go to the gym. You never have time for anything else.
Yeah, I know.
Other than drinking at night on Friday and Saturday and the occasional Sunday.
I don't drink that much.
Damn.
when I can, I'm on when I can. Of course, I'm going to, but I don't ever because I can't ever. I'm always working or doing something else.
Yeah, same here. I'm always working. I'm always, it's either work. I say this every week, work and kids. That's all I ever do.
Just drink a gallon of water.
You didn't drink. It was yes. Not full.
I started this morning.
That doesn't count.
It does too. I drink a gallon during the day. That's what you're supposed to drink. You're supposed to drink at least a gallon a day.
8 liters.
I don't know how many eight. How many is this? This is 3.7 liters.
So you're not drinking enough water.
But I've drank 3 16-ounce bottles of water when I was out working earlier.
That's a lie.
I swear. They're in my truck. I can show you.
I don't believe you.
No. How much water do you drink a day?
One cup.
Yeah. All right.
If that.
Oh, I'm quitting smoking.
Nobody likes a quitter. Now I'm the only. I'm the only smoker.
Sorry.
We had a pact, Dan. We would never quit smoking.
That's not true because you were gonna quit before, and you texted me and you're like, "I'm quitting smoking. I got this and that and this and that." And I was like, "Oh, okay."
And then gave me shit for quitting, and you were gonna be the only smoker.
Yeah, just like you're doing now.
Yeah.
So still were gonna quit, and
I did quit for like a week, and
well,
then
see there you go.
I quit quitting.
You quit quitting, but I don't want to quit quitting. I don't want to die.
So. Very important news. We found out who's playing...
Oh, God.
Batman. Yeah. In the Man of Steel 2 movie. Ben Affleck.
Yeah, about that guy.
What are your thoughts? Your feelings?
Well, let's see. It could be... All right. I mean, I honestly, when they said Heath Ledger was going to play the Joker, I was like, oh, my God. Because all I could think about was freaking...
Ten things I hate about you,
and then Brokeback Mountain.
But Imaginarium of Dr. Parnett. Wait, no, did that come?
That
out?
Came out after because that was his last movie he did before he died.
He died during it.
Yeah,
and that's why there's Johnny Depp and Jude Law and all them in it.
Yeah, but so I thought the same thing, but then he, you know, transformed the character and he did great. So, although, he had never done like a comic book character. So he was new to it. Whereas Ben Affleck destroyed a comic book character already.
Yeah. And he's already played Superman. You can't be Superman and Batman. Pick one.
Wait, when did he play Superman?
Hollywoodland. He played George Reeves.
First Superman. Yeah.
You can't be both. I think he would be a better Superman than Batman.
Well...
Because he's got that, like...
He's got the hair look.
I personally have never been a fan of Ben Affleck. I've only liked three movies. Dogma, Chasing Amy, and then Good Will Hunting.
You need to watch The Town. The Town is pretty good. I'll give him The Town.
The only reason why I'll watch that is because it's got Jeremy Renner in it. That's the only reason I'll watch it.
Like, after watching The Town, like, I'd say, like, Ben Affleck's definitely built for the Batman character. At least he was in The Town. Like,
but see,
he's
just
a pretty decently big guy.
I just don't see the intensity. Like, he's never been, like, an action-y type person.
No, I mean, but, like, he's gotten older, like, and the director could transform it and make it something. I mean, it depends on what they're going to do with it. Like, if it's mainly a Batman character and he's masked the whole time and, you know, he comes in as Batman and you don't really know it's Ben Affleck the whole... Like, they're not, like, flashing him all over the place, which... With him being Ben Affleck, you know, he's going to be like, I want FaceTime, because I'm an asshole. Yeah. So, there probably will be Bruce Wayne, but if it was just Batman, I could see him pulling it off decently, because it would be just Batman. But, like I said, I mean, I think, personally, that we're going to have another George Clooney incident.
Yeah.
But there is a possibility.
Our buddy Craig put something on Facebook about... Because Ben Affleck is, like, best friends with the director, Kevin Smith, who did all the Jane Silent Bob movies. And he also, Kevin Smith has also written a couple of, like, he did a Green Arrow comic book, I think. And then he's also written, like, a couple of series for Batman. He's a huge Batman fan. So Craig does have a point with, you know, making phone calls and
getting advice. Like, if you ruin this, I'll kill you.
Exactly. You know, what's funny is Kevin Smith actually lives in Ben Affleck's old house. He bought that house from him.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, look at there.
In Hollywood. But, I don't know. I've never liked Ben Affleck. I'm not a huge fan of him as an actor. I've never seen any of his movies that he's directed. But I also thought the same thing about when they said Chris Evans was going to be Captain America. I did not like the idea of it. And then I watched it and I said, okay, you know.
He did a good job.
So Zack Snyder is a directing genius. So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt for now.
Yeah, he could do, he could be a good choice. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm just nervous. I'm nervous now.
But I mean, in all honesty though, who else would they pick? Everybody else is, that would, could play the role is taken by something else. I don't even know who else they could play the role.
I'd like to see John Hamm play him.
Who?
John Hamm. He's in Sucker Punch, which we're watching right now. It's the podcast, movie of the podcast.
Who is he?
I don't remember who he is in this movie. He's High Roller, I think, in this movie. But he's also on the TV show Mad Men, and he's been in a lot of movies. He looks just like, I would think.
Like a Bruce Wayne?
Bruce Wayne would look like. Plus, he's got the body type for it. I could see it.
Mm. Yeah, maybe.
But, I mean, they haven't been, they've only been looking for, like, 3 weeks. And they settled on Ben Affleck.
He must have done a good reading. I don't know. He may have done a good reading.
I don't know.
Maybe we could find that. I wonder if they have, like, if they'd release, like, the reading somewhere.
Like the, what do they call it? The audition tape?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wonder if we could find it, see what he did.
I think Craig put something about how Ben Affleck got the part. I didn't look at it because I'm anti-Ben Affleck.
I didn't know. I didn't see it.
Ever since he ruined Matt Murdock for me. Dick.
What a dick. What an asshole.
Like, hey, we gave you your own franchise, your own superhero franchise to do awesome with. And what'd he do on it with it? He shit on it.
It was a terrible movie. And then I do own it.
And then they made an Elektra movie, which
was worse.
Just as bad.
I'd say it was worse.
They were both pretty bad.
Yeah. They were terrible.
And that's his wife. Jennifer Garner? That's his wife.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Just as long as he doesn't try to throw her into the Batman movie somehow.
She's going to be Catwoman. But he also, Ben Affleck is rumored to be directing the Justice League movie that they're going to come out with.
If that happens, I'll be a little upset, I think.
I don't know. I mean, from what you said, he's a good director.
Yeah, but why would they let someone else come in and do that like that when they've got two prime people working on their series? Zack Snyder and Christopher Nolan.
I don't know. Why isn't Joss Whedon doing all the comic book movies for Marvel?
Because he didn't want to.
Well, maybe Zack Snyder doesn't want to do Justice League. Maybe Christopher Nolan doesn't want to direct Justice League.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
I don't know.
Exactly. Your theory is not, flawed.
It is maybe flawed, but you can't go from like someone like Zack Snyder to Ben Affleck when Ben Affleck does not have the directing talent that Zack Snyder does for a comic book movie. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, I don't like it.
That would not work.
Sure. I don't like Ben Affleck.
It would not work out very well, I don't think.
Now I'm going to get all this hate mail from Ben Affleck fans saying, Ben Affleck's God.
Ben Affleck's God. Ben Affleck's God. We're all screwed.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the... Do you have The Island? That movie, The Island? Have you seen it?
The one with Leonardo DiCaprio?
No, that's not The Island. That's something else. No, The Island with Scarlett Johansson and Ewan McGregor.
No. I don't know what I'm thinking of when I say that.
You're thinking of the beach.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The island is such a great movie. Like, it's so weird, but it's so good.
What made you think of that?
I don't know. I was just thinking of movies. I just recorded it, too, so it's on my mind. But it's about, like, it's like takes place in 2019, and, like, they're living in, like, a... It's kind of like a... Like, the whole world is full of radiation, so they all live in this one big compound. And, like, the government has this lottery to where you could go to the only safe place in the world, which is an island. And Scarlett Johansson's character gets picked to go to the island and live, you know, forever on this island, peacefully or whatever. And Ewan McGregor's character finds out that there is no island and there is no radiation, but everybody that's living in this compound are clones of other people. So when that person needs, like, a baby, like, they get the clone pregnant instead of the lady pregnant. Or, like, if they need a liver, they'll just take the liver out of the clone, kill them. Like, and then they figure this stuff out and try and get away. Like, it's a crazy movie. It's so good, though. Plus, it's got Scarlett Johansson in it.
And that makes hot. Everything all right.
Yeah. And Ewan McGregor. Mm. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
All right.
Obi-Wan. Which, I know I'm jumping around a lot. Did you see, like, the remastered Star Trek, or not Star Trek, Star Wars movies? Like, Episode 6? Like, they re-released them back in, like, 2006 or whatever.
Okay.
You know how at the end, it's got Yoda, Ben Kenobi.
Oh, and they superimpose them.
Yeah, they impose what's-his-name and Ewan McGregor in there instead of the original, which really made me angry. Made me mad.
Yeah, that was stupid. I don't know why they did that.
Get him more FaceTime? I don't know.
Well, they tried... I mean, I know why they did it. They did it to try to link the movies. Yeah. But it also took away from the value of the movie.
Yeah.
And everything else.
George Lucas is a sellout. Do you know who's directing the new Star Trek... Or Star Wars movies?
Who?
J.J. Abrams.
Did he really take it?
Yeah. So now he's got Star Trek and Star Wars.
That should be fun.
Yeah.
The ultimate
Do you know who they're talking about trying to get in the new Star Wars movie?
Who?
Orlando Bloom. He's
up. What?
He's up for some role in the new movie. Like, as a main character. I'm guessing as one of the Luke and Leia, or not Luke and Leia, but Leia and Han's kid. As an adult. That's the only thing I can think of.
I don't know. That could be fun, I guess.
Like, that guy is so typecasted. Orlando Bloom. Like, he's tried to break out and do, like, other roles, but he can't. Like, he's sci-fi, like, bound forever.
Yeah, I guess.
Because he did The Lord of the Rings.
What else? Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Now he's probably maybe doing Star Wars. Now he can't find any work, so now he's going back to The Hobbit. He's going to be in the second Hobbit. And so is Evangeline Lilly, which I'm stoked about because she's hot. And she was on Lost.
It doesn't matter who they are as long as they are on Lost, right?
Exactly. I mean,
Fuck Lost.
You know what? Fuck you! I quit!
Mike, what are you doing?
Why would you say that? That is just rude.
I was just kidding.
You know what? Fuck anything
you
like. You
slammed my door.
Because you said fuck Lost.
Say cheese.
Cheese.
Not really. I was just kidding.
You said fuck Lost. Quit texting.
I'm not texting.
Yes, you are. We had this... We made the... See what I have to deal with? You're ruining the podcast right now.
No, you're ruining it because you're talking about me texting.
Because it's throwing me off. You're not paying attention to me.
You already were like, quit and left and slammed the door.
Because you said, fuck Lost.
Well.
It's like me saying, fuck whatever you care about.
Well.
What do I care about, Mike?
Star Wars.
But you wouldn't say
that. I know.
You wouldn't say that. So, it's all right.
Fuck Boondock Saints.
You don't mean it, so it's okay. I can tell you don't mean it because you smile right after you say it.
I hate you.
No, you don't. You love me. You will always love me.
I will always love you. Ooh.
That's the worst part of the song. You're supposed to go, and I, like you did that one time. that's so funny.
You got any funny stories from the last time I saw you?
I don't think so.
No, you went out. You do have a funny story that you never really told me about.
I do.
Remember when you went out on Austin's birthday weekend? Or birthday night? And I didn't go?
Uh-huh.
Because apparently I'm mad at Austin or something. And you ran into somebody.
That's not that funny, though.
I think it's funny.
It wasn't funny.
It is funny.
Nothing really happened.
But it is funny.
It wasn't funny. It just kind of like, was like, oh, there she is.
With
him. With that guy. Oh, all right, guys, we got to go.
Like, it's funny because Matt's the one who made you leave.
No.
You told
me. Well, kind of. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It was like, hey, guys, we need to leave. No, can I stay? No, we need to leave. Can we leave? I don't know. Let's stay. Wait, no, we need to leave. Yeah. We need to go. Let's go, guys. Wait, can I go back in? No.
And then talk to the bouncer.
Would I get in trouble? Yes. Oh, all right.
One time I don't know if I talked about this. Me and some buddies went downtown, and we started at Woody's, and then they all wanted to go to Enzo, which I was like,
that's where all the trouble always happens.
I know. I was like, I don't want to go to Enzo. And then we go into Enzo, or go to the door at Enzo, and they're like, no, we're full. You need to go back around to Electric Circus. You need to go in the other way. We're like, all right. So they were just as packed back there, and I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I don't want to go do this. So we're walking back around the corner, like towards the front of Enzo, and this guy's getting thrown out, and the guy that's throwing him out is like this big old black bouncer dude, and the guy goes, you know what? I don't mean to be racist, but that guy's a fucking prick. And I was like, how does that, like...
How is that racist?
Yeah. It's racist by you saying, I'm not trying to be racist, but that guy's a prick.
If you would just said that's a prick, that's not a racist
comment. Exactly. That's, the fact that he said...
I'm not trying to be exactly. racist, but that guy's a prick.
Yeah. Good old Oklahoma.
That just means that guy really was racist.
I know. Good old Oklahoma racist.
He's a racist. Why is it gotta be Oklahoma racist? Are you racist?
Because that wouldn't happen in Michigan.
Nope. We don't have racism. They would have shot the guy.
I know. And then left him out in the streets.
No, like the guy would have shot the bouncer.
Yeah, and left him in the street.
Oh, yeah, probably. But like, that guy's a prick. Pop up.
Pop up.
Later. Later.
What do we talk about now?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about now?
I tried to bring up a story, and you said it's not funny.
It wasn't funny.
Did anything?
And that story was like, that was pretty much the story.
Did anything else happen that night? Because I wasn't there.
I don't think so. I mean, I got really drunk.
What else is new? You're always really drunk.
I'm not always really drunk.
On the weekends?
Like, maybe like one night.
Friday and Saturday.
That very rarely happens. That happens when you don't have to work.
Yeah.
That's the only time that happens.
Typically, it's Friday night, which sucks for me because I'm the one going out with you getting just as drunk and then have to wake up.
Then you just 7. Sleep all day anyway.
No, I work on Saturday.
But I'm talking about you get home from work, then you just sleep, and then you sleep all day.
No, I don't, because typically I have my kids on Sunday. Oh. So your theory is flawed. Again.
Well, it's not my fault you work on Saturday.
Fuck you.
Maybe later.
Promise?
Maybe. I don't make promises I can't always keep.
Promises, promises.
Oh no, the building's blown up.
She is so hot. Like, it's not even fair.
It's plenty fair.
No, it's not.
Why is it not fair?
Because I will never meet her.
But we can watch her on TV.
Yeah, but I want to be there in person.
Why, Mike? Why do you want to be there in person?
So I can... Oh, she got stabbed?
Yeah, you didn't know she died?
Don't they all die? Except her?
Except for Sweet Pea and Baby Doll.
But then Sweet Pea does die and Baby Doll gets away. No. Or am I getting it backwards?
Baby Doll doesn't die at all. She just gets the bottomized and Sweet Pea gets away.
Wait, which one's Sweet Pea?
Sweet Pea's the tall, hot one.
And Baby Doll is Baby the girl Doll's from the Snicket.
You've never even seen it. I know. So don't act like she... Yes, but yeah.
I'm not acting like... I'm just... Now I have... Because you told me she was
she's
in
the
that.
Girl from Lemony Snicket's... Okay. Something about a series of unfortunate events.
Yeah. She is hot. Who does she remind me of?
Dude, you know who else has grown up to be hot?
Miley Cyrus.
No. Not Miley Cyrus, yes. But no. The chick from Spy Kids.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
Have you seen her in, like, the new Machete movie?
Yeah.
Like, oh, dear God.
I haven't seen the movie. I've seen pictures. Has the movie come out yet? I don't think it has.
No, it doesn't.
But, I saw pictures.
Oh, dear God. Yeah. She is hot.
She was, like, because she's, like, the same age we are, isn't she? No, or maybe a couple years younger. I don't know. I always thought she was cute for, like, her age.
Well, yeah, for her age, she was cute, but now she's like, it's like that Facebook picture, puberty's doing it right, because she's hot now. So hot. She has grown up very nicely.
In all the right places.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow. You need to start watching Breaking Bad.
Why?
Because it is such an amazing show.
I don't have TV. Well, I have TV, but I don't have...
You have a computer. TV shows.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't have any excuses to Netflix.
Okay, but I don't have any excuses then. I don't know.
Your homework assignment for this week.
I might not have Netflix anymore. I object.
You can use my Netflix. You could use mine.
You can use it.
I do use it. Oh. I was just watching Lost while I was over here earlier.
Why would you do that?
Because Lost is such a great show. Why do you gotta be such a douche?
I'm not a douche. I'm a great person.
No.
Kinda.
Never.
Never?
Never. No. The only time you were a great person is when I do something nice for you.
I'm playing with my gallon. I need that.
Whenever I do something nice for you and then you feel obligated to be nice back. That's the only time you're a nice guy.
Okay, that matters.
Rest of the time.
It's because I don't really care about people. So.
Not even your best friend? In the whole wide world?
Only sometimes. I don't know.
I hate you.
I'm just kidding. Man. I'm just kidding. You know I'm just kidding. He's about to kill someone.
Who?
He is. He's about to shoot Blondie.
No.
I don't know. He already shot Blondie.
Did he?
Or wait. No, he's about to. Yep, he's about to shoot her. Goodbye, Blondie.
Why is she Blondie when she's a brunette?
I don't know, because Blondie's cool. I don't know.
Is it like the...
It's like a...
Like,
because she curly? It's because she has black hair.
Is it like the calling color? A tall guy
shorty.
Shorty?
What up, shouty?
A fat guy slim?
Yeah. Or what up?
A bald guy curly?
Yeah. I guess. I don't know why they called her...
Wait, no. Calling... A douchey guy, Dan. Wait, no, that fits. Yeah, that one didn't make sense.
Ow. Asshole. Yeah, that's right. I just slapped him. He just got slapped like a little bitch.
Yeah, but you slapped my arm.
But it's
like
still...
Like a little bitch.
Made the slapping sound. Yeah. But it's still a slap like a little bitch. I don't know. We're running out of things to speak about. People need to...
I
know. Email us more.
Or ever. Wait, did someone email us?
I don't know. Did you not check it?
No.
I said people should email.
Let me see. Oh. Talk about something.
What am I talking about?
I don't know. Talk about it.
What are we talking about?
Anything.
Hey, stop texting.
I'm not. I'm looking to see if we got any emails. This is work. You're just
this is work?
Texting
this
isn't randoms.
No, it is not texting randoms.
Yes.
It is not.
Nope, nope, no mail. Everybody sucks.
What?
Quit texting.
I'm not. I was doing work, like you were.
I was looking at the email. You were looking at your text message.
Kiss my ass.
And my anus.
Kiss my ass and my anus. Because it's final famous. Yeah.
So let's talk about our clothing line.
Let's talk about our clothing line?
What are we going to have? What's it going to look like? Tank tops. Got to have tank tops. And hoodies. Okay. No t-shirts.
Why?
Because I don't like t-shirts.
You're wearing one right now.
I know. If I had a tank top that would go with these shorts, I'd be wearing the tank top.
Why don't you? I have one. I have like two.
You have like two tank tops?
No, I have way more than two tank tops. I have like... maybe like 10.
I've got two. And neither of them match these shorts.
So shorts? We're gonna have... They're black. Short black goes with everything.
Yeah, but it would have been like way too much black. I would have been like that guy who's like loves black.
All black everything is in right now.
I don't want to be in.
If loving you is... If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. All black, everything is in right now, alright?
Black on black, murdered out.
Yeah. Like, all the rappers are doing it. Cool. Speaking of rappers, OKC,
2 Chainz
got arrested.
Yeah. Did you read the story on that?
Yeah, he wouldn't get off the freaking tour bus.
They wouldn't get off the tour bus, so
They towed it to a nearby, like, training facility.
Yeah.
And tried to coax him out, and then eventually just broke the door down and was like, get the fuck off.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And arrested him for obstruction.
Well, no, they were trying to get a warrant, so they...
They did get a warrant.
Yeah, but that's why they
towed
it.
Oh, that's what, yeah.
So they couldn't drive away.
Yeah, but I guess, like, I read the thing in the newspaper, I guess the driver got arrested first.
Yeah.
Because he had drugs or something like that, and, they originally pulled him over for, like, a busted taillight.
Yeah.
Which is stupid.
Yeah.
I was like, why would you pick on a freaking huge tour bus for a busted taillight?
Because
they knew it was famous.
Exactly.
So they were like, oh, we're gonna get famous. So...
I wonder if there's, like... Because you know how, like, when, like, people go out on tour, like, big-name people... They have, like, their picture on the side of the tour bus or whatever. I wonder if that was
it. It's like, 2 Chainz, and they're like, let's get him, yeah.
2 Chainz, that sounds like a rapper. Let's get him.
I bet they have drugs. We're going to be famous police officers.
Yeah.
Freaking pulled him over for a busted taillight. And then, I guess, like, the driver had some type of drugs on him. And so they arrested him. And then as soon as they pulled him off the bus, I guess someone shut and locked the door. Was like, fuck y'all, we ain't getting off. Nope. And so they arrested him for obstruction of justice. I was like, yeah, he'll be out tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, if he wakes up in a new Bugatti, he's getting out tomorrow.
I don't think he does. That's not his song.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's...
He's on it somewhere.
It's Ace Hood.
He's on it somewhere.
No, it isn't. It's Ace Hood, Future, and Rick Ross.
No, he's on it somewhere.
You want me to pull up the song?
He had something to do with it
No.
or something.
He doesn't, I swear. It's Ace Hood, Rick
They're
Ross,
all the same.
Future.
They're all the same person.
It's all. How are they all the same? They're all the same people?
It's all Lil Wayne.
It's all one rapper.
Doing it all.
In masks. Changing his voice.
Yeah. Exactly. With that, I saw that.
Although I did hear there was a song that I heard today where someone said something about Future waking up in a new Bugatti, which is really funny. He was like, it said something about Future woke up in a new Bugatti, and I was like, that's kind of funny. Just like that Jay-Z song that you showed me earlier where he says, somewhere in America, Miley Cyrus is twerking.
Twerk, Miley, twerk. That's a great album.
It is a good album. That was a pretty good Jay-Z album. But it's just funny like that everybody in the world is talking about Miley Cyrus trying to twerk.
because she does a great job at it.
No, quit picking at my couch.
Sorry. I want to get the staples out.
Don't do that. Then I'm going to have like a saggy couch.
No, you won't.
I'll have saggy couch like you have saggy tits.
I've got perfect tits.
Perfect saggy tits?
No, perfect perky.
My nipples are uneven. Like, I noticed that pretty bad earlier. I was like, my nipples are uneven because somebody said that before. And I was like, wow. It's like, they are pretty uneven. Like, one, like, points down and one's, like, points straight up. One nipple's, like, sad and the other nipple's like, what up, guys? Let's party! I looked in the mirror there and I was like, man. I was like, they are lopsided. I was like, that's funny. I'm still sexy, though. Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, by sexy, you mean not sexy.
Whoa. Just because I have lopsided nipples?
Yeah.
You have lopsided nipples too, I'm sure. Yeah. Everybody does.
My nipples are perfect.
No, everybody's nipples. No. Mine is always higher.
No, mine's perfect.
Lies. Prove it.
Yeah!
Perfect.
Nope, that one's higher.
No, it's perfect.
That one's higher. That one's up higher. Yep, that one's definitely higher. Stop rubbing your nipples, this is getting weird.
I like it.
I'm going to check you for breast cancer.
No, look.
That one's definitely higher.
No, hold on.
You got pepperoni nipples.
Actually, they're more like small sausages.
What the fuck?
Wow, we're our board. Just fucking looking at your nipples.
At least we weren't looking at my dick.
No, that would never happen. No, don't, no. Mike, no, no, I will cut it off. Mike, no, ew, put your pants back on.
Alright.
Put your pants back on. Stop it. Alright, there we go.
Alright.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You dirty pervert.
I'm not a dirty pervert.
You kind of are. Dude, I can't believe we still haven't seen the Wolverine yet.
Yeah, we haven't seen that.
I'm pretty depressed.
I'm not too upset about it.
I am very upset about it. I still haven't even seen Star Trek 2.
I saw that. That was good. Into Darkness. Like, did you see Wrath of Khan?
The old one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's so funny. Because remember in Wrath of Khan when I think, like, at some point, I don't really remember the whole, because it's been a while since I've seen it, but it was Captain Kirk who, like, it's like, Khan! Like, screaming mm-hmm. it. Well, this time, it's not opposite, but, like, it's Spock who yells it, and it's so awesome. I was like, yeah. And they got, what are they called? The Trebles? Those little furry animals.
Mm-hmm.
They make an appearance in this movie, too. It's awesome.
So they reference the old one?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I was going to go watch it the other day at the Dollar Theater.
But... You know what I really want to see is, At World's End, the new Simon Pegg, Nick Frost movie, like a part of that like trilogy, like the people from Shaun of the Dead and
Hot Fuzz, yeah,
like it's like their little trilogy that they're doing with those two. Yeah. It looks so good. It's got like a
action comedies.
Yeah, it's got like a Shaun of the Dead feel to it. Like instead of everybody being zombies, everybody are like robots, like trying to kill everybody, and they're all drunk. So it's pretty much just like Shaun of the Dead, except with robots instead of zombies.
That sounds like fun.
No, that's John Hamm. The dude.
Yeah, the High Roller.
Yeah.
Or the Doctor.
Yeah. That's his, on IMDb, it's High Roller / Doctor. Is his name. High Roller /
Yeah, I could see him as definitely as a Bruce Wayne.
Like that. Like even with like, you could imagine, like, the bat cowl on him, and just, like, the...
Yeah, he's got the good, strong jawline.
Yeah, and even, like, that 5 o'clock shadow.
Right? And the hair is what gets it for the Bruce Wayne. Like, that was what George Clooney, like, did, why he didn't look the part of Bruce Wayne, is because he had freaking
short hair.
Shaved head, basically.
Yeah, and he was gray.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne had short hair like that.
Which, there's nothing wrong with people with gray hair, because I have gray hair. A lot of gray hair.
You do. It's because you have kids.
I had this before the kids, but the kids brought the rest of it.
I don't.
I know.
I have a mohawk, though.
I'm thinning in some areas, and I've got gray hair.
It's because you're getting old.
It's all because I have kids.
It's because you're getting old.
You're older than I am.
By like 3 days.
Do you have gray hair?
No.
Are you thinning?
No.
Do you have kids?
No.
That's why.
No. It's because I'm awesome. I'm awesome.
No, you're not, dude.
Dude, I missed that song.
I know.
That's the motherfucker, song.
Motherfucker, I'm awesome.
No, that guy should have became famous instead of freaking...
Macklemore?
He's terrible.
When I was in the third grade, I thought I was gay.
Have you seen all the freaking Vine videos now?
Yeah.
Everybody's done one.
Like, there was one, a gay guy was like, when I was in the third grade... Twin Steven, the Simon Rex. He's like, when I was in the third grade, I thought I was straight.
Dude... There was this one guy that did one, something about, like, Obama, he was, like, an Obama impersonator, uh-huh. And he did, when I was in the third grade, I told him I'd be Prez, and now I am, so fuck
off. Fuck all the Prez.
And then the same guy did this one, it was, like,
the Drake one.
Drake's first grade teacher, where he's like,
all right, class, let's go around and introduce ourselves,
and what's your name? Last name ever. First name greatest.
Vine is awesome.
Like, and then there was one that he did. I can't remember what he said, but it was a Beyonce one. It was the math teacher.
And I guess I have never heard the song, but I guess in one of Beyonce's songs, she does like 1 + 1 = 2. And like, he's like, all right, class, so who wants to give this try? Beyonce? And then all of a sudden it comes up, what? It's so funny.
Yeah.
I've never heard the song, though.
I've never heard it either. But then again, I don't know many Beyonce songs.
Yeah, I haven't listened to a Beyonce song in forever. Since, like, that one that she did with Jay-Z, like, years and years and years ago.
If like, you like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
Well, I've heard that one, but that was, like, the same album that I'm talking about. I can't remember, like, there's, like, a blowing up car and stuff in the video. I don't know. She's like dancing in the street, shaking her. That's what I like to watch because she has a very nice badonka donk. Honky tonk. Honky tonk, badonka donk.
That song makes me so mad. Like, you can't,
it's because country people
want to be gangster.
Well, yeah, they try every once in a while. Like, what is that, Big and Rich?
Yeah.
Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
Yeah.
Freaking, all he talks about is like money and cars and the horns of my Silverado grill. And then even though I like them, Florida Georgia Line is terrible about it.
Really?
They are terrible about wanting to be gay. Like, he even talks about in Get Your Shine On,
he says he's got a chrome piece tucked up in the console and he rolls up on the down low.
What happened to country music?
It's like, what? No, you don't say that. You're a country artist. You don't have a chrome piece tucked up in the console. You may have like a .45 strapped on your hip with some cowboy boots, but you don't have a shotgun mounted. It's so funny. Like, they try to put, or like, and even says in the same song, he says Silverado's candy painted. No, you know, candy painted Silverado.
The next thing they'll be singing about Molly's and like.
Popping mollies
and twerking.
No, they just do. They do whiskey and beer. So they already kind of do, but they establish it with like whiskey and beer. Like, that's where I first. I didn't even know about Fireball whiskey until then. Yeah. Now I've had it twice and it's actually pretty good. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It tastes really good. It's a good shot.
I want whiskey. I'm gonna go home and drink some
Fireball whiskey whispers. Temptation.
You should be a country artist.
I know, I should.
Sound just like the rest of them.
I know, I could do it. I'm talented. Give me a guitar, I'll play a couple chords.
I mean, they're not even good singers
Michael.
Anymore.
Oh, Michael. You took my dog and you ran with him.
Colin wouldn't go anywhere with me.
No. He'd go out the front door and turn right around.
Okay, I'm done.
My Silverado's bright red. It ain't candy painted, it's just bright red.
Okay, I think
that. That's all I have to say about that. Hey,
you said that I was country singer, so I figured
I'd didn't think you would spend 5 minutes making up a song.
But that's what country singers do. Actually, they probably don't. They probably have someone else spend 5 minutes writing a song, and then they go, okay.
We've already written the music. You just gotta sing it.
Probably what happens. It's what happens with pretty much every artist.
I know. Except for, like...
Who? Like rappers?
Like A Day to Remember.
Well, that they don't count because they're underground.
They're not that underground.
They are still considered an underground. Do you play them on the radio?
Yeah.
Who? They play them on the radio? Like, every day, you hear a song from them on the radio.
Not every day, but you hear them on the radio.
Very, very rarely. Very rarely.
Speaking...
Oh, dear God.
...of A Day to Remember.
Oh, you forgot that they finally gave a release date?
October 8th.
After we're good to see... After we see him in concert. It won't even be there to be... Frickin' that was what pissed me off.
I know.
I wanted it there at the concert.
So I could hear them do the new songs live. Now we'll have to go when they come back.
We'll hear them do the new songs live.
But we won't know them. They'll probably just do Violence and maybe another one.
They'll do Violence and Right Back at It Again, probably.
Yeah.
Violence will probably be the last song. Either that or Right Back at It Again.
Which I don't know why they didn't release the CD for the Right Back at It Again tour.
Because they wanted to make everybody wait. Build anticipation. That's what they do. That's how they make money. Because they've done that. They go and they tour... Their asses, they record an album and then tour for years and then they finally release the album and then they tour for years and then they make another album and then they tour for years. Like, that's all they do is tour. That band is on the road more than anyone. Like, they are always touring.
Yeah.
Which is what Right Back at It Again is about.
Always touring.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that one yet because they haven't released it.
They have too. It's a live version, but it's there.
I don't want to listen to a live version.
It's the same thing. It's what you're going to hear at the concert.
Yeah, but I don't want to hear it there either.
Are you going to plug your ears for the new song? This is a new song.
La, 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 la.
You got a new song that we're going to play tonight? Nope. No, you don't.
Not in my head.
Was it any good?
No. Oh, it's still going? Sorry.
No. It's actually can't even download Violence, though.
I know. Like, they've already got the release date. Put it up for pre-order.
At least put the song up.
Put it up for pre-order where you can get Violence already, you know? Just like when Civil Wars put up their album for pre-order. They gave out one that got away with it.
I don't know. Whatever. We're not them. They do what they want.
I do what I want.
I do what I want, too, but I can't control what they do.
Yeah. So what do you got coming up this week?
Work.
And you're on call next weekend, too.
Yeah, I know. 2 weekends in a row.
Labor Day weekend, the end of summer.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be out at the beach.
Shut the fuck up.
Cookouts.
I hate you.
Playing lawn darts.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Drinking beer.
Watch her shake her ass, okay? There you go. Thank you.
It's gone. Drinking beer.
Not you. You're going to be at work. Ha, fuck you.
Because Labor Day's now one of our holidays, so I get it off.
But you have to work the weekend.
I have to work Saturday. No, I'm off Sunday. I have my kids. And then Monday's all to myself.
Oh, fuck you.
I'll be cooking out, drinking beer. Drinking beer.
No, you won't.
Going to the beach.
No, you won't.
Looking all fly.
No, you won't. This is probably what you'll do. You'll probably sit at home, maybe drink some whiskey Sunday night, then wake up hungover Monday, and... watch Lost. And maybe...
That actually sounds like a great day.
And maybe you'll call a friend and have him come over.
That sounds like a great day.
Yeah, that's pretty much probably what'll happen. You won't go anywhere.
I bet I will.
Where are you gonna go?
I don't know, but I'll go somewhere.
You'll go to Come and Go to get cigarettes?
No. I will go out for at least 4 to 5 hours.
Lots.
You wanna make a bet?
Where are you going?
I don't know.
You saying that means you already have something planned.
I don't have anything planned, but if I make a bet, I'll make a plan.
Oh. That's cheating.
It's not cheating.
Okay, so if I don't make a bet, that's when you'll actually stay home, and then I'll be like, I told you, yeah. I win.
You know, I'll still go out, just so you don't win. I win, motherfucker.
I'm going to call you on Monday, and you're going to be like, what are you doing? You'll be like, sitting on my chair, watching Lost. I'll be like, I win, and hang up.
I'll lie. I'd be like, oh, I'm down at the beach. Hey, what's up, everybody?
They'd be like, what beach? And you'd be like,
the beach out in Grand Lake.
Ah. In out in Grand Lake? The beach out in Grand Lake? Yep. Which one?
The one out there.
Oh, yeah? Which one?
The big one.
The big one?
Yeah.
Is it a big one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You didn't even know what you're talking about.
The one down on the resort out there.
There's a resort out there?
Yeah. I get free passes.
Oh. They have passes on the beach.
Well, like, at the resort, they do. Because, like, actually, I could get passes because the place where my parents work in Michigan is also part of the same company that owns the one in Grand Lake. So they get free passes to go to any resort. So I could get free passes and go.
I think you're full of shit. I didn't even know there was a resort in Grand Lake.
Yeah, and I'm going to fuck your face unless you take it back.
I don't even remember what I said.
I said I'm full of shit.
Oh,
you are. I don't know if I believe you.
You are full of shit. I don't know if I believe you.
I am not full of shit, and I believe me.
It doesn't matter if you believe you. You said it.
Oh my god, I can't stand you.
Yes, you can. You love me, and you know it.
You're sexy, and you know it. Or I know it. Or how's that song go?
I don't know.
The LMFAO.
Oh, sexy, and I know it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Girl, look at that body.
Girl, look at that body. Yeah.
I work out. Dude, did I ever show you? I have I did the fitness challenge for work. Like, I did this last year, and I did it the year before. Mm-hmm. The year before was the workout challenge got named I'm Healthy and I Know It.
That's gay.
Yeah, and it says it on the shirt. So that shirt, never been worn, ever. I've never worn it.
It's so
like,
stupid.
This year's was kind of cool. It was, like, that neon color that's, like, real popular for everything. And it was, like, said something about challenging something about the youth and blah, blah, blah. And it was, like, taking the case cube to the next generation, or taking case to the next generation. So it was kind of cool. So I've worn that one. But the old one, it just had, like, this guy, like, lifting, like, the case cubes. And it said, I'm healthy and I know it on it. And I was, like, this is the gayest thing I've ever seen.
Like, I was, like, at my work, they gave out t-shirts, because, like, if we ever go out and do, like, the Martin Luther King Parade or, like, the Heart Walk or anything, like, as a company, we have to wear this shirt. And it's actually a pretty sweet shirt. Like, it's bright blue with, like, bright, like, neon, yellow, green, pink, like, bunch of colors on it. And I was like, can I wear this just, like, out at the bar? And my boss was like, yeah, if you want it to look like something like 7-year-old just drew. And I was like, this is what's in right now. This is what all the cool kids are wearing.
Yeah, the bright colors with like random.
He's like, really? I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, I didn't know that.
Bright colors or that freaking concrete look.
Yeah.
The concrete elephant skin, whatever they want to call it.
Like, I was talking to someone.
All the shoes, all the shirts, everything.
They were working in Tulsa and they're like, man, I just saw this kid with like a bright pink backpack. And I was like, yeah, bright colors are in. He's like, are they really? And I was like, yeah. I was like, I bet you if you look around, there's going to be a lot more. He's like, holy shit, there's like a sea of like bright colors. I was like, yeah, that's what everybody's wearing.
Mm-hmm.
All the cool kids.
Well, that'll change when winter comes, but.
Yeah. Like, no, it may still be bright colors. Just hoodies.
It'll be like a black hoodie with the accents. Yeah. Like a PacSun today, like the diamond, it is like a black long sleeve shirt, but it had the diamond was the like mint color.
Yeah.
Like, so that's kind of, it might do that, but it won't be strict. Like for the summer, like, I mean, your t-shirts and everything were like, hallelujah. You know, like, here I am. You want to watch, you need to watch the.
Well, let's finish this so I can watch that. We can wrap this up. I mean, we've been going for almost an hour anyways.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So.
Yes, we ain't talking to y'all bitches no more. Fuck you. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I'm sorry.
We just lost our entire. You can't have the podcasters against you.
They're not against me. They'd probably laugh. They would laugh.
No. Now they hate us. They hate me because of you.
I hate you because of me.
Hate me because of you.
That makes no sense. All right. So, anyway, I guess we're going to wrap this one up. Sorry, it was kind of dumb, but, you know, it was kind of thrown together, but, you know.
I still had fun.
Yeah, it was fun, you know.
Fuck you if you didn't. Go find another podcast.
Yeah, what he said, bitches. Fuck you. We don't give a shit. We don't really care about people. We gangsta.
No.
Oh.
No.
Taking it too far?
Yeah.
Retract. Rewind.
Just
so anyway.
Edit over it.
No, I don't want to. Okay. That takes too much time. So we're just going to say thanks for listening. Episode 5 in another
2 weeks.
2 weeks-ish. Yeah, we should be able to do it in 2 weeks. Because next week I'm on call, and the week after, you don't have kids, and I'm not on call, so we'll be good to go. So we'll have one there, and we should have some stories then, because we'll actually be able to go around and do some adventurous, fun, stupidness.
And I'll be out on Labor Day getting drunk at a beach somewhere.
Or at his house getting drunk, watching Lost, more than likely. Cha-ching. So
it's not even on TV anymore. We can't get paid
anyway,
for it. Check us out on Vine.
Yeah, Facebook, Vine, Twitter. Facebook, Twitter. Whatever else you want to do. I don't care.
You know what? No, don't look us up on Twitter.
Yeah, don't do it. Reverse psychology, bitches.
Yeah, Twitter's too cool for you.
Yeah, Twitter. Fuck Twitter. Twitter sucks. Actually, I really think so. That's why I don't have one.
I like Twitter.
So, anyway, thanks for listening. Y'all have a good time.
I love you.
Happy holidays.
I love you.
Or one holiday. You got one winter or one summer holiday left. Spend it wisely. Be
careful. Don't drink and drive.
Drink and drive.
Just do the watermelon crawl.
don't do anything too stupid, but have fun. Swim. Don't freeze. If you're from Michigan, it'll be cold, I'm sure.
It's always cold.
It's always cold. So, but if you're in Oklahoma, it's going to be like hot as hell, always. So, yeah. We've been wrapping it up for a good 5 minutes, so we're just going to go say goodbye.